Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our Origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
MG, lots to talk about and lots to give away tonight, big fella. We've got $100 cash up for grabs with MG Smartass Blatchy's Blues tickets for Game 2 on Sunday. If you hear MG slip up, 1-3-5-3 is the number to call. But MG, to start the show, we don't normally bring in breaking news off the top, but this is a big one.
It is massive.
This is a big one. Optus Sport has relinquished their exclusive rights to the FIFA World Cup. Optus Chief Executive Alan Liu made the announcement at 5 o'clock today that all World Cup 2018 matches for the remainder of the group stages will be broadcast on SBS as well as the streaming service Optus, with the latter service to be made free to all Australians on August 31st. And customers who've signed up to Optus and paid the $15 for the service will be also be refunded after the technical issues that have played the coverage so far. So, seems like a sensible outcome, MG.
That's massive, isn't it? I must say I've been binging on the World Cup. It's the that time of my life where every 4 years it comes along, and I just, and with this job as well, it allows us to stay up a bit later and have a binge, because last night Japan v Colombia was a fascinating contest, and we'll talk about it later.
Importantly, I guess the most important thing is that the Australian public gets to watch the game. So, Sydney, whether you watch it on SBS or whether you continue to watch the Optus Sport coverage, which, and shout out to the people actually putting the product on air. The product is quite good. It's just the technical side of things that has let them down. So, regardless of where you watch it, enjoy the rest of the cup and stick around until after 6:30, where we've got a brand new World Cup segment, MG, that we're going to launch just after 6:30, The Dribble.
Well, now we've covered that. Origin is looming, but still lots and lots happening in clubland in the NRL. The man, or can I say the canine, with his finger right on the pulse with all the breaking news is up next after a bit of Bon Jovi Bad Medicine. Dean, Bullfrog, Richie.
All right, coming up next on The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG and Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Just recapping that breaking news that Optus will share the broadcast or simulcast the remainder of the World Cup with SBS due to the technical issues they've been enduring. But MG, I teased it at the top, and I think you might have done it already.
What are all these calls for?
I think you've slipped up. Of course, Blatchy's Blues tickets up for grab. Jonathan in North Tarramurra. Has the big fella slipped up already?
Yeah, he certainly has. I'm pretty sure it's Bulldog Richie, not Bullfrog.
Jonathan, just quickly before we go, Jonathan from North Tarramurra. Why not just Tarramurra, Johnny?
Because it's a pretty big suburb, mate. So we've got to differentiate between us and the southerners, you know?
Well, you know what? I live in South Penrith, so there you go.
Yeah, good man. Don't sound
classy. Well, all right, before you two start sharing addresses, let's actually just check if Jonathan got this right. Let's check the tape.
Dean, Bullfrog, Richie.
Oh, congratulations, Jonathan. Thanks to the Star Sydney, which is the official home of the New South Wales Blues. You and a mate heading along to be part of Blatchy's Blues this Sunday, ANZ Stadium, State of Origin Game 2. Congratulations, Jono.
You're a legend. Thanks, guys. Going to witness history. Woo!
Hey, thanks for listening, brother.
Absolutely. He's up and about. And sorry to everyone else who called in. Another chance, I believe, on Thursday and Friday. So two more chances to win those tickets.
Let's give more away. Are we allowed to? T's and C's?
Not today.
No, but, you know, next couple of days, maybe four.
All right, let's do this.
Let's ask.
Let's do this now.
Trending now.
Trending now, and we are going to bring in not the bullfrog, but the bulldog. MG, as we bring Bulldog Dean Ritchie into the show, this was Matt Lodge of the Brisbane Broncos today speaking about the incident that we all know all too well.
In relation to the New York civil proceedings against me that were outstanding, I can confirm that a mediation took place in New York on the 11th of June 2018, and an agreement was reached which resolved the matter. I could not disclose any of the details of the agreement as it's confidential. However, I can say that I will pay the agreed amount by myself.
As we bring in our man from the Daily Telegraph, Dean Ritchie. Bulldog, what do we make of the Matt Lodge situation now? Is it done and dusted? Do we leave it alone? Do we stop talking about it?
No, I don't think we stop talking about it, Liam, and good evening to you, MG. Look,
let's be upfront here. He's taken a bank loan out, which he will pay back through his Broncos earnings. The Brisbane Broncos won't pay any money themselves. Look, his father went across there with his legal team and poor wife, the Broncos. So, look, it is sorted out financially. I'll give him his dues there, guys. But just because he's taken some financial responsibility, does that mean he now has forgiveness for that rampage in 15? I don't think so.
Well, I think it does a bit, but the doggy. I think it's remorse. He's showing a lot of remorse. I think that, you know, how long do we penalise guys for when they try and show some remorse? Like, I mean, Russell Packer. Russell Packer spent 12 months in jail. Do we still talk about him?
If that was your family, MG, he terrorised, would you be saying the same thing?
No, I wouldn't be, but it wasn't. And what about the bloke who Russell Packer hit? Do we still talk about that?
He did time, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, this guy's showing some remorse. He just had a kid. He's trying to get his way out of the well. And not for 1 minute do I condone what he did. Like, that's everyone in anyone, not just in rugby league, but in society, would say this guy deserves the book thrown at him for what he did. Maybe that's, you know, that's a legal matter down the. But now that he's paid his dues, he's I think that we've got to try and at least, you know, let. Cut the string a little bit, yeah, doggy.
I think there's always going to be the, you know, people are going to be entitled to their opinion either way on whether the moralistic side of it, I guess. But, Bulldog, let me ask you from a footballing perspective, does this indicate to you that the Broncos, because Paul White was heavily, the CEO of the Broncos was heavily involved in this, does that indicate to you that the Broncos have seen what Matt Lodge has delivered for them on field over the, this season so far and said, yeah, he's here for long enough for us to financially, you know, regain what he owes us?
Yeah, look, negotiations over a new contract will have been going on for a couple of months now. He's obviously a good player, Matt Lodge, there's no doubting that. He is off contract after this season. I think you'll find in the next 2 or 3 weeks there will be an announcement that he is staying there long term, 2, 3, perhaps even 4 years. He's going to need this money to repay that family pack. Look, MG, in answer to your question, yes, he is doing his rehabilitation program. So for that, I guess there is some credit due to him, and we should all move forward. I still, though, personally,
yep,
don't think this bloke should be playing our game.
Well, yeah, I've done some things over my career that, you know, were ordinary. The vision of this was appalling, and everyone who saw it agrees with it. I'm happy that he's showing some remorse. I feel for the family. I'm glad that they're going to be compensated and compensated fully, and that's like 1.6 mil or something like that. So I think that'll go a long way to helping them, you know, with their grieving process, because they now think that at least he's trying to do something for us.
We could disappear down a rabbit hole on this one, but we'll move on. And speaking of rabbit holes, Robbie Farah's on the way out.
Wow.
Yeah, he certainly is. The deal was sealed this afternoon. I'm hearing, though, even up till only an hour or two ago, that South was still to-ing and fro-ing before the official email went out saying that he would join the Tigers straight away. I can tell you guys that Benji Marshall has been in contact with Robbie Farah, urging him to come to the Tigers. Of course, those two rumoured to have a feud many years ago when both were previously at Concord. So look, at the moment, I'm just a bit surprised though that Anthony Seibold would do this. He's a very good coach, and South are humming along so beautifully. God forbid it happens, but if Damien Cook goes down injured now, he turns to Robbie Farah, who's not there. Could the wheels potentially come off South? I wouldn't have done it personally, but yeah, look, I just think Seibold might have acted a bit hastily here, and it could come back to bite him on the backside.
Yeah, we went through the draws of both the Tigers and the Raiders on Monday night, and basically they're going to need to win at least 7 of their last 10 games. You'd think, Bulldog, that the Tigers would have to do that with a bloke like Robbie Farah, who, let's face it, the hooker this year at the Tigers has been their main position of contention. And I think with Moses and By going there, they're going to give themselves every chance to make the 8. But that remains to be seen. But also Blake Ferguson talking to Newcastle.
Yeah, I understand, MG. My mail suggested Ferguson's camp actually approached the Knights.
Wow.
Look, he's always been a Roosters man, Fergo, in that Nick Politis has always had a soft spot for Blake Ferguson. But, look, perhaps this year he comes off contract and there may not be a spot at Bondi for him. So whether some of the Roosters contingent up there in Newcastle are also
behind the scenes urging the club to have a crack at Ferguson. But the mail I got today, guys, was that Ferguson not only was keen to go to Newcastle, but he'd actually toured the facilities up there.
Wow.
Oh, wow, amazing. Well, speaking of facilities, Manly. Mm. Is there, you've got some news on potential facilities for the Manly Seagulls, Bulldog?
Yeah, there's a KPMG report out, which the state government know about, guys, which is to do with the Allianz knockdown and rebuild. And in that report, it suggests that Manly should quit Brookvale, walk away from their spiritual home, and play all their games at Allianz Stadium. Now, Manly have seen the report. They are arcing up deluxe, saying, no way, we will not be leaving Brookvale. Having said that, guys, Brookvale, this redevelopment plans and the stories that we've all written have been going on now for 25 years.
Mm.
But look, when is it going to happen? And if it doesn't happen, does it mean the Seagulls have got to walk away? I know their fans would be furious, but they just can't keep playing in such a dilapidated stadium.
Doggy, you live on, just quickly, you live on that side of the bridge, the Spit Bridge. What's the mood amongst the supporters about, you know, where would they go if not Brookvale? I mean, Brookvale is their spiritual home.
They won't travel, MG. They just won't travel. They won't go to Gosford and they won't go to Allianz. So, look, in my eyes, it'd be a big chunk of rugby league would just walk away from the game. Just before I go, guys, very, very quickly, 18,000 tickets already sold to the Mile High Stadium Denver Test between England and New Zealand. They're expecting about a 2,000 walk-up through Curiosity, so the crowd for that game would be about 20,000, which is certainly a pass mark. And as for Origin, about 65 to 70 already sold. That'll be at 82, buzzing and pumping by kickoff on Sunday night.
Oh, outstanding work from Bulldog Dean Ritchie there from the Daily Telegraph.
He knows all about the Mile High Club.
Oh, Bulldog, we'll chat to you next week.
See you, boys.
Bye, Doggy.
Go the Blues. 133-53. We've got to take our Origin blinkers off. Tell us what you've missed on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and we do the Rush Hour for the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new cans. You can find wise words from people like Freddie Hindy, Blocker, Mortimer, Menzies, and some bloke called Mark Geyer on the back of these limited edition New South Wales Blues cans.
The only colour in Origins, black and blue.
Absolutely. Get your limited edition New South Wales Blues to his new can today and get some advice from the blokes who know about winning. MG, we've got to take our Origin blinkers off, though, mate. We've had them on.
What's happening around the world in sport?
We've missed things.
Yeah.
So 133-53.
And guess what we're going to give away to the best caller?
What?
Tickets to the ice hockey.
All right. If you want, mate, they're your tickets. You can give them away to whoever you choose.
If somebody brings up a sporting event that we've missed and we just totally overlooked it, look, I'll start us off.
All right, kick us off.
Australian cricket, OMG. At the moment, they had a record-breaking loss against the Poms in the one dayer.
Did they what?
And, look, Justin Langer, he's inherited a side that's low on esteem at the moment.
Oh, the cricket, in case you missed it.
Leg side, and that is the record, the world record. It's Trent Bridge, and they have gone past what they achieved here a couple of years ago.
They set a new one-day international world record when they scored 481 against us. England?
Two batsmen over 130 for the first time in an English innings and in one day. Is just all records broken. Unfortunately, Australia are at the end of it. So where to now for the Aussie cricketers?
No, we definitely missed that, but we've addressed it now. Something else we've missed, MG, that I picked up on?
Yep.
WWE, the wrestling.
Oh, Danny Vito.
Well, that's one part of it, but another part is that it's coming to Australia.
Oh, I'm proud to say that WWE will be making history in Australia, presenting Super Showdown on Saturday, October the 6th, the first ever live WWE broadcast from Melbourne at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground. Super Showdown will feature John Cena, Ronda Rousey, and practically every superstar from Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live, along with some of the greatest legends in sports entertainment, including Shawn Michaels, Big Show, and Kurt Angle. By the way, The Undertaker and Triple H will compete against each other for the very last time, ending an iconic era in WWE.
How good's that?
We're going to take some listeners with us down there.
Oh, all right. We're going to take the show to the MCG for that.
With listeners.
I like that idea.
I love it. Was that Vince McMahon?
That was Vince McMahon.
Sounding very old, Vince, isn't he?
He's getting a little bit on. Andrew in Bonnet Bay reckons we've missed something. Andrew, what have we missed?
Yeah, a couple of points. Just picking up on the discussion around Manly. North Sydney Oval has another option, so they're home ground.
That's where the Women's State of Origin game is this Friday night. $10 tickets. Yeah. Go and check it out.
Yep. And another event that's been on recently is the Stink Desert Race out in Alice Springs, where it had Toby Price.
Oh, he broke the cut out.
Hello?
Yeah, what was that, Andrew? What have we missed? The Fink Desert Race.
Fink Desert Race happened the last 2 weekends ago out in Alice Springs. Happens every year. Toby Price is a guy that you probably have heard of. Yep. He won Dakar 2 years ago. And he won it again in the dirt bike event. And I think he came second in the buggy event. So he competes the bike segment, but he turns around and competes in the buggy segment in the same race. So pretty good.
Andy, you're in the running, mate. Stay tuned. You could be off to the ice hockey. Thank you for that announcement.
Mick in Liverpool, what have we missed?
Kyrgios beating Andy Murray in the tennis.
Yes. Andy Murray's comeback, wasn't it?
Hey?
Andy Murray's comeback?
I'm not sure. For Kyrgios to beat Murray is a pretty good thing.
Yeah, true.
Mate, it is.
I feel like...
Mate, I saw some footage of that today. Nick was hitting balls through his legs, and I just don't think this kid knows how good he could be. He's got some of the best natural talent as a tennis player I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, well, Wimbledon is right around the corner, and as Mick mentioned, Nick Kyrgios having a win there against Andy Murray in the Queen's Club. Alex Diminor won his first title on the Challenger Tour. Aussie Ash Barty's won a tournament. Roger Federer is back to number one. There's plenty happening in the world of tennis. Peter in Campbelltown, what have we missed because we've had our Origin blinkers on?
Mate, something that kicked up a bit of a stink over the weekend was the Phil Mickelson double cut.
Yes.
Yes, he's hit the ball, and before the ball stopped like you normally wait for it to stop, and it looks like it's rolling off the green, he's raced after it and had another go at it.
It's something.
And everyone, everyone just kicked up a massive stink. They're going, how can this guy do it? Where's his penalty? What? And he was still played in the tournament. Like, it's a US Open. It's not just some little hick game at Penrith Golf Club.
Well, it looked like it was. I looked like me at Penrith Golf Club on the 18th. It honestly did.
Pete, this was Mick's Phil's explanation for it.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on. It's my understanding of the rules. I've had multiple times where I've wanted to do that. I just finally did.
Did you think the ball was going to roll off the green when you hit it?
No question. It was going to go down into the same spot behind the bunker. Wasn't going to have a shot. And you know, it's a fun birthday.
It's a fun birthday. It happened on his birthday.
Okay, well...
Yep. I mean, like I said, mate, if it was anything but... And this is meant to be one of the majors. It's like a major event.
Well, maybe MG can line up in the next major.
Pete, you're off to the ice hockey, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Congratulations,
really,
Pete. You and a mate heading off to see the USA take on Canada in the Ice Hockey Classic, June 30, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets available at Ticketek for those of you who missed out. Thank you to everyone who called through on 133353. MG, up next, we have a brand new segment.
The World Cup Dribble.
The World Cup Dribble. This is the rush out. No, it's not called the World Cup Dribble.
We're not experts on soccer, but we're going to have a little dribble.
Global Soccer Tournament Dribble, yes. I think we can have to call it.
Oh, okay, yes.
For rights reasons.
Thing happening with Vladimir's place.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
And this is the Rush Hour with MG. It's the best bloody sports show in Sydney, if we're honest about it. And that's just fact, MG. The World Cup. We're loving it. It's going gangbusters. But we've created a brand new segment, MG.
We have. I like this new segment because we don't profess to be experts in the world game. So we're going to take a little bit of a kooky look at the games getting played in Russia.
Exactly. We don't know our step overs from our comb overs, MG.
I know what a corner is.
Just put you in a room and you can point them out.
Yeah.
So we're calling this the dribble. We're going to give ourselves 90 seconds, and there's some fun bits of news we want to start with. MG, kick us off, mate.
Well, I think the French, who after we played them the other night, they're panicking. Talk about pushing the panic buttons. They played a midweek game against a under-19 team called Spartak Moscow and beat them 3-2. The coach was a bit underwhelmed by the French against the Aussies and decided to have a midweek game. Sacre bleu.
That's worrying.
That is worrying.
When you're finding an under-19 side to have a run around against, that's a concern. All right, well, I've got one for you, MG. The Golden Boot is awarded to the leading goal scorer at every tournament. It's
correct.
A prestigious award. I think last year's winner, James Rodriguez from Colombia, only scored 6 goals.
Yep.
Do you know who the leading scorer is at the moment?
That'd be Ronaldo, wouldn't it?
Nah, it's own goals.
Oh, fair dinkum.
5 own goals at the World Cup so far this year. And the record in any tournament is 6. And there's still 47 matches to go.
Far out. That's a great stat. Let's talk about Korea, who they played Sweden the other night.
Yes.
Their coach is a little kooky character.
Oh, he's a bit different.
Shitty Yong is his name.
Sorry, what was his name?
Shin Tae Yong. He, at training, he made his players swap shirts. And I want you to tell us why.
Oh, you scared, weak man. I know why you're doing this. Now, let me say, before I read this quote, these do not reflect the thoughts and opinions of Mark Geyer or Liam Flanagan.
But you're reading them. Go.
This is why the South Korean coach said he swapped the shirts. Because they might know a few of our players, but it is very difficult for Westerners to distinguish between Asians, and that's why we did it. That is a direct quote.
Only Shin Tae-yong can say that.
Only Shin Tae-yong can say that. All right, I want to flick another one to you. Sepp Blatter.
Yes.
The man who's currently serving a 6-year ban for unethical conduct after the FIFA, when he was the boss of FIFA, because of the global corruption scandal. So he shouldn't be anywhere near football.
No. Well, guess where he is?
Vladimir Putin's invited him to Russia to come watch the football.
Is that a political statement or what?
I mean, if you can't trust those two men, MG, who can you trust?
Well, I liked Japan for the first time, I believe, an Asian team ever beating a South American team overnight when they beat Colombia. Colombia had this player sent off in the 4th minute, which was the second quickest red card in World Cup history.
And then their fans stuck around and cleaned up the stadium.
Oh, aren't they? Wow. Beautiful people.
Oh, time's up.
That was great.
What did you think of the first installment of The Dribble?
I loved it.
Should we bring it back?
Just do it again.
All right.
Tonight, let's watch Portugal tonight. Can't wait to see Ronaldo.
I'm coming around to your place. We'll close the gates. Coming up next, we're going to go in camp with the Maroons. We'll speak to Pete Bedell.
Remember what happened.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And MG, we are Sydney's number one sports show, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And we have had a bit of a focus on the New South Wales camp, as we should. That's what we're all interested. But MG, it's time for us to dip our toes. In fact, let's dip more than our toes. Let's just jump full bore.
Into cane toad territory.
We're going to go in camp with Queensland and speak to one of the best journos getting around, Pete Bedell of the Courier Mail. Pete, you've been in camp up there with the Maroons. How are they all travelling?
Yeah, g'day team. Jeez, I love it up here. I get the refoil out, the sunshiny. Jeez, you don't know what you're missing, MG. Get up here, mate.
I'd love to, Pete. Mate, I couldn't think of anywhere I'd rather be than up there in the sun. And, mate, I've got a couple of concerns for your blokes. And after 10 years or 12 years of domination, it's rare to see. Let me go through them and let me get you a point of view, because I've been loving your commentary thus far over the Origin series. Jared Wallace first. Jared Wallace has hit out at the critics for suggesting that he's underperformed and his spot's in jeopardy, and he's saying that we should watch more than his stats. Well, I watched the game and I thought he was invisible in game one, and his stats backed them up. So as a watcher and as a man who does watch stats, Jared Wallace is very lucky to be getting a second chance. I'm glad he has, but he's very lucky to be getting that chance.
Well, MG, you know forward play a lot better than me, but at the end of the day, I think if there's one position where you can use statistics, for me, it's the front row. I mean, the only job, or the key primary job for a front rower is to make yards in this game. And if you look at all the great front rowers of their era, if you make 100 metres plus week in, week out, you win games for your football team. So, look, Jared Wallace's output wasn't good enough at the MCG. I think he's accepted that. Mm. But now he's probably feeling the heat. He definitely needs to lift, MG. He was disappointing in game one. He was caught out around the middle third. The speed got him. And he can't replicate 43 metres in game two, or he won't be there for game three.
Speaking to Pete Bedell from the Courier Mail, the man who is hooked in Queensland camp at the moment ahead of Origin 2 on Sunday. Pete, I guess the other injury concern that's been existing for Queensland is that of Billy Slater. The fullback didn't play game one because of that hamstring, has come out today and declared himself fit for game two.
Yeah, great news. And it will be a special night for him. He'll reach game number 30. So he'll join the Elite Statesman's Club. There's only 9 players in that club at the moment for Queensland. He becomes the 10th. So what a fantastic sense of recognition for Slater, who's been wonderful. But look, guys, he moved well at training today, but he moved well a couple of weeks ago before game one, and I was shocked that he pulled out. Look, let's hope, fingers crossed, he gets through the next few days, because I'd love to see him bring up game number 30 at ANZ Stadium.
Well, just with that, Pete, with the introduction of Kalyn Ponga, where has Kalyn been sitting in these training sessions? Where does it look like he might play a role when he gets on the field?
It's a very good question. I mean, he's just been doing bits and pieces of training, and that's been the dilemma. I mean, the big question is, how do you get Kalyn Ponga into the game to do what he does for the Newcastle Knights week in, week out? I love to see MG's thoughts on this. I mean, he needs to be playing more than 20 or 30 minutes, MG. I think I'd love to see him play 60. Let's get him out there for as long as possible.
I couldn't agree more. I don't think he's big enough to fill the role that Michael Morgan and even Cooper Cronk, when he first played Origin, filled around that, you know, the lock kind of sweeping role. I think he's got to be in the side at fullback when he comes on. I think that's where he's the most explosive. So that means you've got to move Billy Slater somewhere. Maybe bring Chambers off for a while and put Billy Slater in the centres, or put Munster in the centres and put Ponga at 5'8". I don't know. I think the game scoreline will dictate when he gets him introduced to the game. If Queensland are behind by 8 to 10 points in the first half, he'll be on straight away. If Queensland are going, you know, toe for toe with us, with New South Wales up until half time, we won't see him in the first half.
Absolutely, and I think MG. My concern is that Ponga plays only 25 or 30 minutes, and we don't get the full impact of his ability and his capacity to break open the New South Wales line. I mean, I agree with you, MG. I mean, Billy's a champion of the game. Can you feasibly move him? But perhaps Munster can go to the centres and Ponga can go into the halves and play an attacking role in the front line. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's used, but I hope he's not used the way Milford was in game one, because Milford was just wasted.
Just as we let you go, we mentioned Jared Wallace's. He had a bit of a snip at the media. Kevy Walters seemed a little bit aggrieved. Are you sure everything's as relaxed as we're led to believe up in Queensland?
Cooper Cronk's back.
Cooper Cronk's come out and trying to pick holes in the New South Wales team?
Oh, it's just unlike Queensland, isn't it?
It's very un-Queensland-like, Pete.
Oh, whenever I'm around Kevy, he always gets a bit angry, so... He doesn't like journos too much sometimes, Kev, so we get him a bit rattled from time to time, but no, he'll be right. The banana benders, they've only got one eye, so they'll be right.
A little known fact, Liam, that number one TV show now still in Brisbane is the Sullivans and Brady Bunch, so...
I want to say a big thank you to Pete before he gets too offended. Pete Bedell.
I'm off to watch Hogan's Heroes. See you,
I know nothing.
Keep up the good work, Pete, and thanks for your time.
Go on, you, Pete.
Oh, Pete Bedell, what a Queenslander, MG.
I like the boy.
One of my favourite Queenslanders.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Which will upset my wife, who's a Queenslander. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Our big show coming up tomorrow, MG. We will speak to the captain of PNG. And we will... I've forgotten what else
Jimmy,
we will do.
Jimmy Seguiaro.
Oh, yeah, James Seguiaro, the captain of PNG.
Going to speak to Mad Dog?
We are going to speak to Adam McDougall, but we've run out of time to do our smart ass for tonight, so we will give that $100 cash away, thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut, tomorrow on the show.
Before we go, we usually do our sign-off here, but I think it'd be remiss of us not to mention the passing of a golfing treasure. Peter Thompson, Australia's greatest ever golfer, sadly passed away overnight. Pete won 5 British Opens, making him our greatest ever golfer, in my opinion. And he passed away last night in his Melbourne home, aged 88. We here at Triple M want to send our condolences to his family and friends.
Well said, MG.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New today.